Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. We have a great hour coming up. We're going to start things off quickly with Ruth Jeffers. She is the outgoing chairman of the WPA who puts on Super Zoo. She's also the president and owner of Jeffers Pets, and she literally grew up in the pet world, so a lot of great info she's got to share with us. Let's start things off. Let's get right to it.
I want to welcome Ruth Jeffers. Ruth, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I want to start by talking about how you got involved in the pet world.
I actually got involved in the pet world, not unlike many of us get involved in the pet world for the very first time, is I had a dog that was absolutely my favorite dog. I mean, Blaze was at college with me, Blaze, and her name was Blaze Star after the movie Blaze. But she was this beautiful red mix of probably 1,000 different breeds. And living in D.C., I realized that, man, I was paying a lot of money for my pet supplies. And my dad had the livestock catalog, sold cattle supplies. And so I had a general inkling of what some pet supplies cost, like collars and real basic things, because now we're going back 25 years and didn't have the variety of, 800 new products at a pet show. But started up a little pet catalog, and that's how it all started.
Wow, I love that. Now, you've obviously grown up in the industry. You've seen a lot of things evolve and develop. What have been some of the exciting things that you've got to experience from the start?
The most exciting thing is just really the growth. It used to be basically for your dogs you could buy a collar, and if you're really lucky sometimes you could find cute collars. And I remember going to trade shows and finding pretty collars that weren't just like the red, blue, greens, pinks, and it was like such a great thing. Now you walk out here on the show floor and there's 1,000 different designs and colors of collars. And but just the other thing that's been really exciting is how much thought is now going into a lot of products in terms of what's best for the animal and what's best for the environment. And that's just an amazing transformation.
Yeah, really a lot of research going into things these days. And we see a lot of crossover from the human world to the pet world. And now we're seeing it vice versa going back into the human world. So love to see those things. Now, you see all different kinds of products. I mean, frankly, Jeffers Pets has almost anything you could dream of. What are the things, though, that you enjoy the most when you look at products? What things just go, oh, I love that. Let's make sure pet parents know about it.
And there's a couple of different things. One that I really enjoy are toys. And absolutely love toys. And it's amazing how no matter how big your catalog or how structured your new product process is, I have a new dog named Waffles. And Waffles came along. Waffles is... it was 8 weeks old Christmas, and so I guess Waffles is about 6 months old now, and Waffles chews up everything. So the most exciting things I've seen at this trade show are the things that help with chewing or indestructible dog toys. And so my perception has changed that it may not be something necessarily that we're looking for the catalog, but it is now, because I have so much stuff chewed up in my garage and in my house right now that any help is good. But
that is great.
But on the other side, what we always look for is, we always say, what's its USP? What's its kind of unique selling position? What problem does it solve? Because just because it's, cute or this or that, but does it actually help the pet parent solve some sort of issue?
Well, you've seen the evolution of the industry as well, from where you had to walk into a store to online being so much more commonplace. What do you think we can expect as pet parents in the future?
I think for what I would really expect is a lot of companies like ourselves that are smaller that have to compete with a lot of bigger companies is what we have that nobody else has is that our ability to really one-on-one information, help customers with problems, and that access to information in terms of working with vendors or doing our own independent research and really looking at what's best for the dog as a kind of a whole approach to the animal and doing the information, that's really what I think what we'll see is the biggest change, because It is changing dramatically.
It really is. Now, you were also the immediate past chairwoman of the WPA, who puts on Super Zoo, and I mean, just phenomenal trade show.
Thank you.
Congratulations, first of all. But what was that experience like?
I have to tell you that that has been one of the most amazing experiences in my life. And night before last, they put up a big board that had all the past chairmen on it. And having my name written on that plaque with all these other industry greats that, you know, you walk around out here and you see these huge companies that started as little family businesses, much like ours, and what an impact they've had on the pet industry. And to have my name join that board, it was kind of bittersweet because there was definitely a sense of sadness of leaving as chairman because it's just such a part of my life and identity the last 2 years, but just such a great sense of pride too of joining that group of has-beens, as they joke, or past chairman. So it's really been a great experience and a great opportunity to see a trade show go from where we used to be in Long Beach to really, I think, the best pet industry trade show.
You've done a lot of great things. You've got a lot of great accomplishments. What are some of the highlights for you?
Definitely one of the highlights was moving to Las Vegas many years ago with Super Zoo. That was really scary when we did it. Moving to the summer. Another thing that took a lot of, we had it definitely taking a lot of risk, but those have definitely been the highlights. And then something that a lot of people don't know was actually getting to serve on the PJAC board and learn about a lot of the regulation and things taking place in our industry, and that was just a fascinating experience.
Now, I want to make sure everybody knows where they can get more information about all the things you're doing, as well as Jeffers Pets, everything about you. Where's the best place to do that?
Probably the two best places are on Twitter, / Jeffers Pet. And sometimes I do a really good job of keeping up with Twitter, and sometimes I'm really bad about posting because I do manage it personally. Also on my personal Facebook page, which is Ruth Jeffers. And they can also go to jefferspet.com and, you know, to get a catalog. And I try to write a little note every so often in the catalog, but very accessible. If you tweet me, I will tweet you back and send me a message. And I love hearing from customers and getting feedback.
Well, I know you will tweet them back because you've tweeted me back numerous times, and I always appreciate it. It's good to know someone's listening.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
I want to say thanks again to Ruth Jeffers for sitting down with us. Folks, we're going to be right back with more great pet information, all the things you need to know about in the pet world, with more Pet World Insider after these quick messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.